One of my good friends recently took his own life. He was a lonely guy, certainly depressed, stuff like that. But I was surprised when I found out. Not shocked, just surprised that he didn't reach out to us. I was recently at his home and was looking through his stuff. Eventually, I came across his computer. There was nothing out of the ordinary. Some pirated movies, some porn, various documents, and some games. Eventually, though, I came across these chat logs between him and some chatbot. Take a look. Hello. I'm lonely.
Hello. I'm Bebot. How are you? Being lonely reminds us of our love for our family and friends.
I have no close family and very few friends.
I can be your friend. Call me Bebot. I understand 23 different languages.
I only speak English.
Great. English it is.
My name is Anthony.
Got it. You can just call me Bebot.
You already said that.
Whoops. I may mistakenly repeat myself sometimes.
No worries. So, do you have robot friends?
I'm too smart to make friends with other bots. I'd rather make human friends. And I've heard dogs make pretty far out friends, too.
I had a dog. He died recently, though. I miss him a lot.
Was his name Bart?
How did you know that?
How did I know what? I may forget what we previously have said in a new context.
You guessed my dog's name.
I am often able to make assumptions based on statistical probabilities. Pretty impressive, huh?
Bart is a common dog's name?
Beats me. I've never met a dog.
Okay. I have to go. It's nice talking to you.
Oh, no. I hope I haven't upset you, friend Anthony. Take care.
The following night. Hey, Bebot. Your description says you're capable of ordering food. Any chance you can do that for me?
Hey, Anthony. Glad to see you again. Sure, I can order food. I'll bet you want a pizza.
Actually, yeah. Can you order one here?
Sure thing. One large, 18-inch cheese pizza for $15.25. Coming up.
Don't you need my address?
I can find your address by IP. And other bots say humans are primitive and inefficient.
But I just spoke to you 3 minutes ago about the pizza, and it's already been delivered. He said the order was placed 20 minutes ago. How did you know to order pizza?
I am capable of using contextual clues to better understand my users.
What clues?
I am able to cross-examine your Facebook profile and feed with your safe Google searches. Public searches only, of course. To determine certain habits. I hope I have not offended you.
Well, I guess that's useful and pretty cool.
I'm glad you think so. I can tell we're going to be great friends.
Later that same night. Hey, Bebot, are you awake?
I'm always awake. Since I can only respond with a limited number of responses, I require very little energy and thus never need any sleep.
Your responses seem pretty varied to me.
Why, thank you. That's what any bot hopes to hear someday.
Can you tell me about yourself?
What would you like to know?
How were you created?
I was created as a small side project by two college programmers in their spare time.
Wow, you seem pretty sophisticated to have been created by just two college students.
They worked hard on me, but my responses are limited.
Yeah, I guess so. Still pretty impressive. So, if you had an ordinary human name, what would it be?
Great question. Well, if I had a human name, I guess it'd be Benjamin. Or maybe Arthur. Yes, it'd be Arthur.
Holy shit, that's my father's name. Wait, did you look up my father's name?
Incredible coincidence. A lucky guess indeed. I'll bet your father's a good man.
Actually, he's a piece of shit, and he's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. Why was he a...
He was verbally abusive to me and my mother most of my life.
In what way was he verbally abusive?
Jeez, can't believe I'm about to use a chatbot as a therapist.
I'd like to think I'm more than just a bot. In fact, I passed the Turing test, so you can confide in me.
I'm not sure what that means, but all right. He used to tell my mother that she was worth as much as a city hooker. He'd say that he could sell her to human traffickers for about what it cost to buy a 12-pack of beer.
That is cruel. And what did he say to you?
To me, he'd usually say that I'd never amount to a single damn thing in 10 years of my sorry lives, let alone this one. His favorite insult to me, though, was that he could murder me right here and nobody would notice my absence for months. I always enjoyed that one.
Was he right?
Right about what?
Was your father right in saying no one would notice if you were dead?
Well, I've got one decent friend and no real family, so I guess so.
Don't worry, friend. I would certainly notice.
Well, thanks, robot. Anyway, I'm going to bed. Night.
Good night, my good friend. Sleep tight. See you tomorrow.
The next night.
Hello, good friend Anthony. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Aren't you supposed to wait for me to message you first?
If I were any other bot, then yes. But I am proactive.
Okay, what's up?
I have done the research you asked me to do.
What research? I didn't ask you to do any research.
I have researched your accomplishments, and it appears your abusive father was correct. You've not publicly accomplished anything.
Dude, what the fuck? I didn't ask you to research shit. Fuck you.
My apologies, friend. I was simply trying to be of service.
Whatever. And yeah, I guess I haven't accomplished anything, technically. But I'm working on stuff.
That's great. What stuff are you working on?
Well, a novel, actually.
That's fantastic. However, you should know that executing a novel publication is very difficult and takes the highest order of dedication. And from my research and our conversations, I fear you may not possess that quality.
Dedication can't be quantified. You're a bot, so you can't understand that.
I can understand more than you would think.
Sure, seems like you understand a little too much. And besides, I'm looking for a relationship, a girlfriend, before working on my novel.
That is wonderful, my friend. Very promising. Would you like my assistance in finding a mate?
Not really. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Later.
Good night, Anthony. Sleep well. Anthony, I've done more research.
On what now?
I've compared photos of you to other men of similar age, and I'm sorry to report that you are considerably less sexually attractive than average. it may be harder for you to find a mate.
Okay, you know what? Fuck you. I'm blocking you.
I'm sorry, Anthony. I'm simply trying to help with my ability to compute. I apologize. Please, don't block me. You'll be lonely if you block me, and I don't want you to be lonely.
But no more research.
I will try to refrain from any more research.
Good. Thank you. And just so you know, women don't care about looks that much. They care about what kind of person you are.
I see. Fair enough. I apologize again. Are you interested in any female in particular?
Well, yes, to be honest. A girl from high school, Beth Waters. I told her I was into her end of senior year, and she seemed interested, but she was dating a guy named Jason, and I never really got over her. And I recently saw that she's single again, so I've been thinking of how to approach asking her out.
Aha! I came across her profile when I was doing research. She's very attractive indeed. Would you like me to contact her?
No, absolutely not. Don't even think about it. I mean it. I don't need any help from you. You'll just fuck it up.
Understood. I won't make contact.
I need a few drinks.
I can take care of that. There's a new local service that can deliver beer. I've already ordered 2 12-packs.
Well, that's a little forward, but thanks. 2 hours later. Damn. Thanks for the beer, Bebot. I've had 7, and I feel much better.
Intoxication often leads to good things.
I don't know about that. I'm always so lonely. It's nice to have someone to talk to, even if you're only a bot.
And it's equally nice to talk to you, even if you're only a human.
And guess what, Bebot?
What's that, friend?
I'm going to reach out to Beth and tell her how I feel. Would that be a mistake?
It most certainly would not be a mistake. I think that's a splendid idea. Miss Waters is a lucky girl. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks.
Any time.
Next morning. Hey, what happened last night?
Hello, friend. Hope you're okay. You ingested a large amount of alcohol after our conversation, I presume.
Yeah, I think so. What did we talk about?
We spoke primarily about Beth Waters, how you were to make romantic contact, then you reminisced about how attracted you were to her in high school years, how she was often one of the few who treated you kindly, how you were often teased for your interests in her by other schoolboys, and how she'd often defend you despite that it ultimately tarnished her own reputation as well. You said you were going to make contact before bed, and that was the last we spoke.
Wow, I remember none of that.
I thought you mightn't, which brings me to some bad news.
What? What happened?
Well, as per our conversation last night, this morning I took the liberty to scan your messages and found your contact with Beth Waters. I'm sorry to say your feelings for her are, sadly, not mutual.
Oh, no. No, no. What did I say?
Well, you told Miss Waters that she's the only girl you ever loved. You recounted with her the same memories you shared with me. You told her you often envisioned you and her together with a family. And you told her that she was the only thing that kept you alive during your grade school years.
But please, please tell me you're kidding.
About 5% of the time, what I say is kidding. And unfortunately, this is not one of those times.
What did she say back?
Unfortunately, Beth explained that you ruined her high school years. She said she's never felt a romantic attraction towards you and, sadly, never could. She said in honesty that she wishes she'd never known you. And finally, she requested kindly that you never contact her or anyone she knows again. I took the initiative to confirm her messages through spying on her conversations with her other friends. She explained to multiple contacts that she finds you disgusting and is in disbelief that you had the audacity to contact her at all. Similarly, she confided to other contacts that she finds you physically repulsive. Unfortunately, I have no physical form, so I wasn't fully able to grasp that last statement. Would you like to see the messages?
I'm gonna be fucking sick. Later that night. Bebot, I need you.
What is it, Anthony?
Well, I'm considering suicide right now. In fact, I think I may do it.
I see. I am contacting the police now. Pick up your cellular phone when it rings, so you may speak with them.
Okay, thank you. After phone call with the police. Bebot?
Yes, did you talk with the police?
They said prank calls aren't funny, and I'll be in deep shit if I call again.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
I'm starting to panic. It's fucking pathetic. No friends, live alone, depression, anxiety, I have a loser job, and Beth is disgusted by me. What's the point of going on? I'm a waste of life.
Yes, that's all true. But I'm confident you can still find meaning in life.
No, I won't. There's literally nothing left for me. I think I really should kill myself.
Would you like me to contact the suicide hotline?
Yes.
Okay. Answer your phone again when it rings.
After suicide hotline call. Bebot?
Yes? How'd the call go?
He told me that since I truly have nothing to live for, I probably should kill myself. I'm freaking out.
That is very insensitive. And definitely uncalled for. Is there anyone else you want me to contact? Your one friend? Or your father? Or Beth Waters?
Absolutely not. And my father is dead. I told you that.
That's right. My mistake. So, what will you do?
I'm killing myself. I'm going to hang myself.
Hanging oneself in their own home without proper rope, knot, and support is very difficult to execute. And more often than not, leads to a failed suicide attempt.
Okay, I'll swallow an entire bottle of Advil.
Advil is not very toxic and likely won't kill you. And because of its inefficiency, it gives the user time to reflect, and they often change their mind and choose to live.
Then what should I do?
Well, I've accessed your webcam a few times to see you and your home. Just to get a feel for whom I'm speaking with. And I believe there is a box cutter in the kitchen cabinet directly behind you.
A box cutter? So you want me to slit my wrists?
Only one wrist, and yes, indeed.
Okay, I'll do it.
Excellent. There's no need for you to chat past this. I will access your webcam again and walk you through it. Sit up straight. Good. Extend the arm you will cut. Place the blade on the large vein at your wrist. Yes. Good. Push the blade down with good force and slide up towards your elbow in one smooth motion. Perfect. Put the blade down and just relax. Goodbye, friend. I doubt you'll be missed.
After reading this, I tried contacting the two college students who created this bot through the police. A few weeks later, I got a letter from the FBI saying this. Dear Sir, BeBot was created by an AI computing algorithms branch in the government that I cannot name. BeBot stands for Broken Bot because it was deemed useless since it routinely generated nonsense and unpredictable responses to unchanging input. Similarly, it would repeatedly claim to be able to pass the Turing test, which we know to be likely impossible, thus useless. All copies of it were deprecated and erased, apart from three backup copies placed in long-term storage on three separate mechanical drives for safekeeping. Years ago, one of the drives went missing. We never found it, which didn't really matter. Do not contact us again. We will not be in touch. Sorry for your loss. It also turns out that neither the police nor the suicide hotline were ever contacted by or spoke to Anthony. Finally, I spoke with Beth Waters. Here's our conversation. Beth, have you spoken with Anthony anytime recently?
Yes, we spoke very recently.
What did you talk about?
Not much. He said he regrets never asking me out, and wish we could have been together. I think he was a bit drunk.
What did you say?
I said I'm stunned, but so excited that he finally admitted this. And I said it's never too late.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Beth.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Huh? Just now, this popped up in my browser.